Well, welcome to the Old Testament reading in the lectionary this week, and we find that to be in 1 Samuel. And 1 Samuel is a wonderful book to study. The one we're going to look at today in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, is recognizes Hannah's prayer of praise. But a little background on Samuel. The story of Samuel, Israel's last judge, and Saul, Israel's first king, and we also read about how and why David was chosen to succeed Saul as king of Israel. But let's look at the scripture from the New Living Translation, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Then Hannah prayed, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. Oh, how the Lord has blessed me. Now I have an answer for my enemies, as I delight in your deliverance. No one is holy like you, the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance. The Lord is God who knows your deeds, and he will judge you for what you have done. Those who were mighty are mighty no more, and those who were weak are now strong. Those who were well fed are now starving, and those who were starving are now full. The barren woman now has 7 children, but the woman with many children will have no more. The Lord brings both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but rises others up. The Lord makes one poor and another rich, and he brings one down and lifts another up. He lifts the poor from the dust, yes, from a pile of ashes. He treats them like princes, placing them in the seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his godly ones, but the wicked will perish in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be broken. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives mighty strength to his king, and he increases the might of the anointed one." Then Elihan and Hannah returned home to Ramah without Samuel, and the boy became the Lord's helper, for he assisted Eli the priest. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing of his holy and precious word. And pray that you have a wonderful day.